You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's a very odd time to be alive, as they say.
The Wire.
As we covered earlier in the show, petrol prices in New Zealand have climbed over $3 a litre in parts of the country, putting added pressure on households already dealing with the cost of living crisis. New Zealand imports all of its refined fuel, making it particularly exposed to global disruptions. While officials say the country holds about a 50-day fuel reserve, recent price spikes have raised questions about how secure that supply really is. Beyond the pump, rising fuel costs can flow through the wider economy, affecting everything from transport and freight to retail and food prices. I spoke with Dr. Murat Ungo from the University of Otago about what's driving rising petrol prices, how vulnerable New Zealand's fuel system is, and what this means for everyday New Zealanders. We're now seeing petrol prices climbing past $3 per litre in parts of New Zealand. What does that mean for households already dealing with the cost of living pressures right now?
Since the outbreak of the conflict in the Middle East, global oil and natural gas prices have increased sharply, and which will boost global inflation in the near term. In addition to energy supply disruptions, transportation bottlenecks stemming from the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz could impact the supply of other commodities such as fertilizer. And everything in New Zealand is moved by truck. So when prices spike, the cost of transporting food, building materials, and consumer goods will increase. So we can expect to see this cost passed on at the supermarket checkout within days, within weeks. Items like fresh produce, which rely on just-in-time delivery, are likely to see price hikes first. There's also a psychological effect. When people see fuel at $3, they often cut back on discretionary spending, such as dining out or weekend trips, which in turn will hurt local businesses.
You've pointed out that New Zealand is fully reliant on imported refined fuel. How exposed does that leave us in situations like these?
Very exposed, extremely exposed, because we are a price taker and we rely heavily on shipping routes from Asia and the Middle East. The war in the Middle East has increased volatility in global energy prices and financial markets, and therefore heightened risks to the global economy. So the breadth and the duration of the conflict, and therefore its economic impact, remain highly uncertain. So if there's any conflict overseas, or a refinery outage in Singapore, or a shipping bottleneck, the price at the pump in Auckland or Invercargill will rise almost immediately. So the reliance means we have very little control over energy security in the short and medium term.
There's been national discussion about fuel supply levels, like the 50-day reserve. From a practical perspective, how secure is New Zealand's fuel supply right now?
The reserve provides a buffer against shipping delays, but not against price spikes. The 50-day reserve is designed to keep the economy running if a shipment is delayed. It prevents us from physically running out of fuel. That aspect of security remains intact in a sense. However, the reserve does not protect us from the cost of fuel. Even if we have fuel in storage, we still pay global market rates to replace it. So while supply may be stable, the financial pressure persists. And in addition to this, to assess whether that buffer is sufficient, I think we can monitor different factors. The first one is whether international supply chains remain open. The second one is whether shipping routes to New Zealand stay clear. The third one is refinery output in the Asia-Pacific region and the rate of domestic fuel consumption. So as we know, New Zealand imports most of its refined fuel from Asia, and many Asian refineries depend heavily on crude oil from the Middle East. So this means disruptions in that region can indirectly and directly affect New Zealand's fuel supply. If the supply chains continue to function normally and demand does not surge due to panic buying, the system can maintain adequate supply.
How do you think high petrol prices will affect New Zealand's move to renewable energy?
So this is a very long-term related question. Even if the transition to renewable energy accelerated tomorrow, most of New Zealand would still depend on petrol and diesel for many years. Road freight, agriculture, construction, aviation, and the majority of vehicles rely on fuels. So replacing a tractor on a remote farm or an entire national truck fleet cannot happen overnight. Yes, we know that while electrical vehicles are becoming more common, fleet turnover is slow, with vehicles typically remaining on the road for 15 to 20 years. So therefore, I am aware of all these discussions, and the transition to renewable energy is essential and already underway to some extent. But we should remember that it's a marathon rather than a sprint. So for at least next decade, petrol and diesel will remain central to New Zealand's transport system and broader economy.
Finally, what should Kiwis be doing to manage rising fuel costs?
We can always come up with some practical ways to fight with the short-term effects. So a couple of things that come to my mind. For example, combining trips. So instead of multiple short journeys where the engine is cold, people can try to complete errands in one efficient loop. So this can be one practical advice. Another one is that apps like Gaspy are especially useful right now. Prices can vary by as much as 20, 30 cents between suburbs, and using discount tickets can save a few dollars per tank. So searching is going to be another practical advice that I can provide. And perhaps people can consider alternatives such as, if possible, where possible, carpool with colleagues, or incorporate public transport, and perhaps cycling using bicycles, or just walking whenever you have a nice day. For example, we have a nice day in Dunedin right now, so you can walk or you can use cycling for a couple of days of a work week to reduce weekly fuel expenses. So such practical advice can be very effective in the short run.
And what would you like to say to New Zealanders on their instinct to panic buy in this crisis?
It shouldn't be. There is absolutely no reason for panic buying, because panic buying can distort the markets, and all the communication coming from the government and coming from the private sector say that there is absolutely no reason for panic buying. So what I can suggest is that we should always stick to our rational purchasing strategy, and because panic buying and also can cause unnecessary spending and unnecessary behavior change, and there's absolutely no reason for panic buying at this stage.
That was Dr. Mura Ungua from the University of Otago on rising petrol prices.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.